You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Well, good afternoon, friends, and welcome to a special edition of Prosperity for God's People. Today is Thursday, May the 29th, 2008. As part of our continuing coverage of Providential Holdings, we have back with us again CEO of Providential, Mr. Henry Fahman. Henry, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. It's always good to be back on your channel. Yeah.
Well, we really love following this story because it's an exciting story. You have so much going on. The press release you had out on Tuesday, let's see, Providential Holdings has signed an agreement with DCH NQH Holdings to co-develop real estate in Quang Nam Province in Vietnam. Tell us about this.
This is a very important agreement that we have signed, given the fact that DCH itself is a company in Singapore that is very well connected with a lot of key players in the real estate development, and their partner NQH, one of the premier architectural design firms in Vietnam that has won many awards in master planning, in designing towers, high building office buildings and resorts and residential complexes and etc. And if our investors who have seen the press release and have visited the site of NQH architect, then they will be able to see that for themselves. You know, it's very, very impressive. And the gentleman, the lead architect, actually Mr. Ngo Quan Hien, was trained in the U.S. and has a lot of international experience and has a very strong team on the ground. And DCH itself, Mr. Alan Wu is an expert in the entertainment. Actually, he used to work with Walt Disney's for many, many years, and his contacts in that arena is quite deep and wide, and that's why the relationship we have with DCH NQH is very special. Right now, it's a little bit too early in the game, but our plan is to work with DCH NQH to design and set up a theme park in Vietnam, one of its kind, the first for the first time in Vietnam, and that's what we are planning to do in Quang Nam Province with DCH NQH. And in addition, Alan Wu also has a lot of connections in terms of capital investment sources, that may be interested in joining us in this project. So the theme park is one of the major focus, but at the same time, we will also work with DCH NQH on other projects in the country as well. Even in southern part of Vietnam, there are a couple of projects there that we are looking at, but we are not at a stage where we can announce those yet. But it's very exciting. It's great to have a new partner who is very well grounded in Vietnam and also has a lot of connections and networked internationally speaking. Yeah.
And in exchange for providing resources to co-develop these real estate projects with Providential, DCH and NQH will receive a 10% stake in each phase of the project for which it provides resources, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And the resources that DCH and NQH can bring to the table, will be architectural design, planning, even the providing capital resources, or bring in operation partners or developer partners with us as well. So it's encompassed a very wide spectrum of potential services that DCHNQH can bring to the table. You know.
Now, I think it's important for our listeners to understand that Providential has negotiated with Quangnam Province to develop 3,650 hectares, which is approximately 9,000 acres, and that includes portions of the Chulai Open Economic Zone and South Hoi An. In fact, South Hoi An is where the Point 91 is slated to begin construction later this year. Tell us, that's a big piece of land, 9,000 acres.
Yes, it is, and it cannot be done overnight. And actually, we have a long-term plan for it. You know, now, initially, we start off with Point 91, about over 100 acres, but it can be expanded to up to 300 acres along the beach with with the bluff and beautiful beaches along the site. But that's just the first, we call it the first phase, will be the boutique luxury hotel, residential, premium residential units, and amphitheater, marina club, and international education center, and all those things that will provide amenities for our guests and also for residents who will be staying there. But that's just the first phase. And then the other project, like the Tam Hai Island, you know, the theme park we are planning on, and other hospitality, integrated tourism complexes we are planning to build. That would take some time, you know. But yeah, if we were to do everything, it would be in that neighborhood, you know, of over 9,000 acres. You know.
Now, tell us what the importance is of the Chulai Open Economic Zone.
The Chulai Open Economic Zone, in fact, it was initiated several years ago. Actually, I went back way to the province way back in the year 2001, 2002, you know, but the zone has been granted or been licensed by the central government. Actually, at that time when the grand opening ceremony, I was there at that time. The current Prime Minister, Nguyễn Tấn Dũng, at that time he was still Deputy Prime Minister, you know, who came to officiate the ceremony. And the zone has attracted a number of projects from overseas companies, including Taiwan, Japan, and etc. But you know, since this is very close to the Chulai Air Base, which used to be utilized by the AmeriCorps division during the American War or the Vietnam War, you know, depending on which side you call it, you know, for in Vietnam they call it the American War, and here we call it the Vietnam War, you know. But as a teenager, I used to be there. I used to go to the base and used to frequent exactly Bien Ran, where we are building right now, and with the air base that was developed by the armed forces at that time, it now has been turned into a commercial airport, and the intent of the government is to turn it into an international airport to serve Central Vietnam. Probably, you know, it can even replace, I wouldn't say replace, but will be bigger than Da Nang, you know, by the year 2015, at least in the mind of the planners right now. But you know, we have a seaport there, Kiha Seaport. It's very close to Highway 1 and also the railroad, so the transportation in terms of transportation is fantastic, and also you know, talking about distance from July, you know, taking that air base, we can go to Hong Kong, to Japan, to Seoul, to Manila, to Singapore, Thailand, Malaysia, so forth. You know, so it's like a hub right there. It can be turned into a regional hub there. So, in terms of transportation, in terms of the geo physical condition, and also the being the high priority on a high, I mean on the high priority list by the central government to develop the region into a destination for tourists. So a lot of good things about that that area. You know, and in fact, Quảng Nam is the only province in Vietnam in which you know, the beach has been chopped up into small pieces. You have a long stretch of beach, but other provinces, most of them, you know, it's been divided into small pieces. It's hard for anybody to do any major master plan, you know, for a big project. You know.
Well, I certainly encourage all of our listeners to have a look at the site plans for Point 91. It is amazing, to say the least. Now, a question: how does this real estate agreement that you've announced in this most current press release, how does that differ from your agreement with Urban Arena and CB Richard Ellis?
Urban Arena is our choice design team to help put together, you know, the site plan and also the construction drawing, you know, all the components, architectural components that we will require to build out on that site. And at the same time, CBRE has been engaged to market our properties. And of course, as you know, CBRE is a major New York Stock Exchange listed company, and it's been in Asia, and in particular in Vietnam, for many, many years. In fact, it has access to, I would say, 70% of the affluent market in that region. And CBRE has been very instrumental in marketing and selling other resort residential complex projects in Vietnam, you know, quite successfully. And we are quite pleased, you know, to be associated with them, and we believe CBRE can help us, you know, tremendously in terms of the marketing side. But at the same time, in the quality of work that Urban Arena is bringing to the table, you know, with Urban Arena, which has been chosen by Disney to develop a house of tomorrow, you know, which is a very prominent project. So we are fortunate to have a very dedicated team where Michael Schrock is the principal at Urban Arena, and his team, you know, Vincent and all the other people, are a great, great team to work with, you know.
When are we scheduled to break ground?
We are still planning toward the end of June or early July, you know, given a few things we need to complete between now and then, you know, but that's what we are shooting for, yeah.
Okay, excellent. What else can you bring us up to date on other projects the company's involved with?
Yes, actually, it's a quite dynamic situation. We have many things going on at the same time beside our real estate project in Point 91 and in Quảng Nam province. On the financial and consulting front, you know, we are working with a very sizable SPAC, which stands for Special Purpose Acquisition Corporation. It's a public company that has raised about $220 million, and they're looking to invest into Vietnam, and we are working with them as an advisor on that project. And we are also currently working with another Australian company on an acquisition project in Texas, which involves roughly about $400 million, and we are in the discussion with them in terms of being their M&A advisor on the project. So it's going on at the moment. And Pro-Am, Providential Asset Management, our majority-owned company, which has offices in Hanoi, we have just signed up a couple of new clients. One in particular is to restructure a light manufacturing company that used to be doing several hundred million dollars in revenue a year. But the last 2 years, it has not been doing too well because of the kind of product they are producing is not competitive in the marketplace. That's why we're coming in to help restructure the company. And then the transaction with Cathay Plastic Company is going well. We expect to have that transaction completed early next month. But it's a little bit more work that needs to be done there. And of course, after that, the accounting and auditing work and stuff like that will be the biggest component to overcome in order to get it upgraded and get to a senior exchange. But those things are happening at the same time. And then on the energy and resource front, we are completing a private placement memorandum to raise capital for our Indochina Mining Corporation project, you know, to explore the Lithomatious Earth mine in central Vietnam with Phu Yen Mineral Joystock Company. And in fact, the president of the company of Phu Yen Pimico is in the U.S. at the moment, you know. And we are looking to acquire, to complete the transaction for 30% of Pimico. Probably we'll do in different stages. You know, maybe we acquire 10% first in June, and then we increase and complete the total transaction in the next few months when the capital comes in. But those are things that are going to, in parallel right now on all fronts. Yeah.
You have a lot going on, Henry.
Yes, we have a lot going on, and we are quite fortunate because in Vietnam right now we have almost 30 people on the ground, both in Ho Chi Minh City and Hanoi together. And even the stock market in Vietnam has been very bearish in the last few months here. I think valuation has come to a point whereby, you know, the buying opportunities are quite plenty, you know, and also like last year and the previous year, the valuation was a little bit out of whack, but now it's a lot more reasonable and there are more opportunities for us to work with. And while the market in Vietnam is down, actually taking a company in Vietnam public here in the U.S. You know, in Europe, for that matter, you know, will help provide the liquidity and visibility not available in Vietnam at the moment. You know, so in that sense, we do have an advantage, you know, compared to the market landscape last year. But what we're doing, it's just not short term. You know, it's more on the long term. And something I want to mention as well, as along the line with the financial and consulting services, we are planning to have a seminar with SCIC in August. Actually, we have picked the date. It would be August and, the 9th, which is a Saturday. And we'll be having a conference with SCIC, which stands for State Capital Investment Corporation, a state agency, you know, of Vietnam, which controls over 900 companies, big and small. Many of them will be privatized, and we believe quite a few of them will want to go public here in the U.S., and we hope to be the main venue in assisting them in that process, you know.
And some of our listeners may not be aware, but Providential was responsible for bringing the very first Vietnamese company public in the U.S.
Yes, indeed, that's correct. We helped bring Cavico, the trading symbol is CVCP, the current symbol is CVIC, Charlie Victor Ida Charlie, still trading on the pink sheet right now. On the OTCBB, over-counter bulletin board, that they have completed the audit and cleared the SEC and trading on the over-counter bulletin board right now. And with the fundamentals available and also the backlog of over $350 million, you know, we believe the company will be qualified for upgrading to be upgraded to NASDAQ in the very near future. In fact, Cavico is one of the biggest construction companies in Vietnam, and in fact, as far as non-state-owned company, you know, this we can say it's the biggest. It has 3,000 employees and more than 700 engineers, you know.
At Tuesday, they had a press release. They were awarded a contract for dam construction at the Dambri hydropower plant.
Yes, actually, if we monitor the news streams on Capital closely, you know, they have a lot of news coming out on a regular basis because of their scope of business and a lot of projects they're involved in, you know.
In fact, they've been awarded a total of $37 million in contracts for that hydropower plant.
Yes, I believe so. And as I mentioned, right now they have over $350 million in backlog, you know, on their books. You know.
Well, Henry, thanks so much for being with us. Is there anything else you'd like to discuss today?
I think it's important for me to make myself available to keep our audience and listeners, investors, and shareholders in general, you know, up to date on what's going on. And sometimes because of my traveling schedule, maybe in Asia, maybe in Europe and so forth, sometimes it becomes difficult. But I want to make a commitment to do that so I can make myself available and share with our audience on new developments and what's happening with the company. You know.
Well, Henry, we're going to stay in touch with you. We're going to continue to cover this very closely. And as soon as you have news out again, we'll have you back on this radio program to discuss it.
Yeah, thank you very much, Duane. And again, thank you.
And for any of our listeners, shareholders, and potential investors, if you have questions for Henry regarding any of the company's divisions and what's transpiring, feel free to send an email to me, ct@cfrn.net, and I will get that question to Henry, and then we will discuss it on the next program.
Great. Yeah, thank you very much, Duane. Yeah.
Have a great afternoon, Henry.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Pastor Duane Reeves, and his guests. This information should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed security broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions. You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.